Glen Eden Stud has become one of the burgeoning properties in central Victoria. They will now stand Bonorum, Illustrious Blue, and Italian champion Scintillo. And another addition to the ranks is the well-known stallion Al Samer. Sonia O'Gorman joining us on the program this morning. She heads up the Glen Eden operation. Sonia, you're very busy these days.
Yes, it's incredibly busy, to be honest. I literally don't stop. I don't have any rest, but I'm very excited about what's happening and really enjoying it.
Well, the big news in recent weeks was Ken King deciding to send a Bonorum your way. What a great addition.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Just the fact that he's a Group 1 winner, such a tough racehorse and a magnificent-looking individual, I think I'm very lucky to have him standing here.
How's the level of interest been ahead of the season?
Yes, good. He's only actually been sort of advertised maybe, what, a week now, 2 weeks. So we've had quite a good response from that. Unfortunately, he has been advertised incorrectly in the Victorian Stallions book as 2,000. He's actually 5,500, just to let people out there know. But he's actually still great value at that price. He's the only Group 1 freshman sire in Australia standing at that price. So... No, the interest has been good. This weekend we've actually had quite a few visitors to come and look at him.
And they likely to convert into people that are going to send mares his way?
I believe so. So far the reaction's been great. I mean, I know myself as a breeder, I obviously breed my own mares, and when I went to look at him, because I wasn't prepared to stand him unless I liked him, and I was very, very happy when I saw him. He's a lovely looking individual. So when people look at him, he's got the presence, he's got the strength, the scope. He's just a really nice horse. So, yeah, when people look at him, they certainly will send mares to him, I have no doubt.
And how's he letting down at this early stage?
Yeah, he's getting there. I obviously took his rug off this morning, gave him a big brush for the people to come and look at him, and he's started to put on weight. But he's taking... obviously, he's only been out of work a few months now, and he's not quite looking... big and stallionish yet, but he's certainly getting there and he's feeling very good, that's for sure.
And what's his temperament like?
Excellent. He's a little bit cheeky, typical colty, bit cheeky, bit bitey, but he's a good boy, he's good to handle, do everything with, he's been excellent.
A very interesting story to emerge during the week regarding Glen Eden Stud, Sonia, was the recent arrival of Al Samer. Al Samer once stood at Emirates Park. He's had an interesting life and history at Stud. How did he end up in your hands?
Well, this is quite an amazing story, really. So literally I received a phone call from a gentleman, and he said to me, I've bought a stallion and I'd like to know if I can stand him at your place. And I was sort of a bit taken back. And I actually said, is it a thoroughbred stallion or an Arab stallion? I wasn't sure what sort of stallion he meant. And he said, no, it's a thoroughbred. And, you know, he was a really good racehorse and talked about him. And I said, okay, well, what's his name? And he said, Al Samer. And I obviously felt like I had to clean my ears out. And I said... excuse me, what did you... And he said, Al Samer. And I said, the Al Samer. And he said, yes, I've bought him. I bought him on auction. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And I said, yes, of course, I'm more than happy to have him here. So basically, he's bought him on an online auction. And he's a gentleman from Dubbo who wants to basically breed his own racehorses. And he's very excited about the venture. It's something he's always wanted to do. And he wants to leave the stallion here. I explained to him, because I thought, oh, he doesn't really know a lot, and I was worried that he might not realise what he was getting into financially. So I sent him a big email explaining the entire negative side of the whole situation, and he rang me and was so excited and thankful that I was so honest, and said that the stallion's not going anywhere else. He wants him to stay with me, and, yeah, he wants to support him with his own mares and, you know, do the best by him. So... really great.
It's very pleasing to hear he's in your capable and caring hands, Sonia, because there has been a dark side to his story and journey to you. He went via the Apple Isle. Tell us what happened there.
Okay, so when I got this phone call about Al Samer and I asked him where he was, he said he was in Tasmania, and I thought that was interesting because he did actually stand in Victoria last year. at a place called Ridgeview Park. And I think he only got four mares last year, and they believed he wasn't a commercial option for them. So Emirates still owned him, and they chose to sell him, and they sold him to someone in Tasmania. So he went over there. So when we were tracking him down, I rang the transport company that I deal with in Tasmania to find out whether they knew where he was, and they hadn't transported him, but they felt they knew where he was. So they rang them, and sure enough, that's where he was. Unfortunately, it wasn't a very nice home for him. It was south of Hobart and snow, and basically on a mountain, which was, they call it goat country. And I believe he wasn't rugged. He was out in the paddock. They weren't there during the week. They were only there weekends, and he wasn't really fed very well. So he was, the poor boy was having a bit of a hard life. And I believe that the people who were handling him there were scared of him. They believed he was a nasty horse and an angry horse, and they just wanted him off the property. The truck driver went and got him and picked him up and brought him back to Hobart and put him in a yard with grass, and evidently he just put his head down and didn't stop eating the whole time. And then they brought him over within days, and I've had him in the paddock here, and he did turn up. I can't say he was RSPCA case, but he certainly looked like an old mare that had been on the hills for 6 months. He certainly didn't look big, round and fed and beautiful like he does in his photos. So we've been feeding him, rugging him and giving him some tender, loving care, and to be honest, he's the most beautiful horse. He's like an old gelding. He will come up to you in the paddock and put his head on your chest for a scratch, and, you know, he's beautiful to handle, and he's just a lovely horse. I think he's very happy to be where he is now. Yeah.
Very sad what can happen to these stallions, and there's a lot of focus in the racing industry, especially nowadays, on the welfare of racehorses post their track careers. But what is being done for these stallions? Because it's quite extraordinary and very sad, the journey that he's had, and it sounds like he's lucky to be alive.
Well, I do know the stud, or I don't know the stud personally, but I know where he came from. They did have another stallion there too, which also died of, I believe, colic, and I believe they had the season before about 10 mares and foals die of similar things. So they're obviously not very knowledgeable in regards to looking after horses, and stallions are a very specialty area. Obviously, it takes a lot of skill and a lot of know-how to handle a stallion, because they are obviously not just quite normal horses. So I think there really should be something in place or something done about monitoring stallions and, you know, people who are looking after them perhaps somehow monitor their expertise with doing so. Because although they may, you know, the intentions might be all fine and good, if they don't have the knowledge to do it, it can end up being quite cruel for the horse.
Gee whiz. It's a very lucky horse that he is, Al Samir. So how has he recovered since arriving with you? Has there been rapid improvement in his general condition and demeanour?
Yes, so he has he's putting on weight already. He's only been here, I would say, I'm trying to think now, not even a month, I don't think. He's rapidly putting on weight. We've had his teeth done, had his feet done, you know, drenched him, all that sort of stuff. And he's really enjoying his life, you can tell. He's very happy, loves his food, obviously. Certainly letting down, and he's starting to lose a lot of his coat, just starting to start to look like a healthier horse, and he's so relaxed. Like, we were told, or the farm told us where he came from, that they had to take all the horses off the farm because of him, because he was so silly and what have you. Well, I've got him in a paddock. I can see him outside my window right now. And he's only two paddocks away from my mares that are looking at falling down, and he's grazing, not even blinking an eyelid. Fine. He's relaxed, happy, and having a nice life at the moment. Yeah.
Frankly, it sounds like they had absolutely no idea what they were doing, from horse handling right through. You wonder how they're even in business, to be frank with you. It's very disappointing.
I find it very difficult in the industry. People with no knowledge and no experience and can do whatever they like with these animals, and they're living, breathing animals with feelings and what have you, and, you know, they often end up being cruelly treated. Even if it's unintentional, it still happens, and it's not good.
Yeah, well, what it highlights is something that's been simmering away in my mind, and I'm sure that of many in the thoroughbred industry, is a bit more focus on the welfare of stallions beyond their own careers in the barn?
Yes, and I think a lot of stallions get forgotten because, you know, you get a horse like Al Swimmer, who's a fantastic racehorse, and he's produced four stakes winners, including a Group 3 winner. He doesn't deserve to be forgotten and treated like that. Even as a retired racehorse, he wouldn't be deserving of that. I think there should be, because once, you know, they're not commercial, as in, you know, the yearlings don't bring big money in the sale ring. You know, they're sort of forgotten about and people aren't interested in them anymore or looking after them or what have you. And I think that's a real shame because there's a lot of really good, you know, stallions out there who were good racehorses who deserve a lot better life than that. So it would be good to put something in place.
The man that's picked him up for a very small amount of money online, he might have himself a pretty decent producer.
Well, we hope so. I've gone through, I like to try and help all my stallions on my property and support them and do the best by the owners. And I've been going through Alzheimer's record of mares that he's received and looking for mares for him as to what suits him to increase your chances of producing a good racehorse. And he is actually not that easy to match with often, especially with the Danehill bloodlines and what have you. So I would presume that a lot of what mares he's had in the past perhaps weren't best suited to him. But I'm happy to, to look at people's mares and to analyse them and we really want to get good matches with him to give him, you know, give him another lease on life and a good chance. And he's only served, I think it was 16 horses in the last 4 years. He's hardly had anything. So he hasn't had a chance to really perform on the track. So we're hoping to change that around a bit this year.
And what will he stand for, Sonia?
He stands for $2,000, including GST. So just straight $2,000, which I think is a very, very good price for a stallion. You know, a group winner at 2 years of age, a sprinter, and also a producer of stakes winners and group winner. So I think that's a good price, yeah.
He's had a number of winners in Hong Kong as well.
Yes, he's actually done very well over there, believe it or not. Yeah, he has. He's done very well.
How are the rest of your stallions going? It was about this time last year that we interviewed you on the program and you were just getting into the stallion business. Now you're in really deep.
I can't believe it. I feel like I've got stallion written on my forehead because it's something that I've chased. It's something that's literally just come to me. I'm really loving it and it's quite exciting. So the other two stallions is Illustrious Blue and Centillo. So Illustrious Blue, I don't know if people remember, he ran in the Melbourne Cup, the Year American one. He came ninth, but it was a very wet, rain-affected track and the poor boy doesn't handle the wet. So he did actually do really well in that race. And he was bought by owners who have tried to support him to some extent, but, you know, had sort of, C-grade mares and hasn't had a lot. He's only got 24 foals on the ground. But he's had 10 runners for two winners. So, you know, at the moment his strike rates and the first runners were only last year. So he's actually, you know, starting, or early signs are that he's looking like he's, you know, got some, future there. And his foals are, lovely looking foals and excellent temperaments. So I'm hoping to get quite a few mares to him this year if we can. And he's actually, he's had a little bit of interest as well, and the owners have got a new lease on life on supporting him as well, so they're sending more mares this year than they were last year. So, because last year was a bit of a funny season for him because the farm he was at closed down and they had to urgently find him a new place, and he actually arrived here after the season started, so it wasn't really prepared or able to promote him or you know, get mares to him very easily. So, and the other one was Centillo, who has recently been bought by new owners. So the past owners, he was managed very poorly and they didn't really support him either, and he's only got 22 foals on the ground and he's only had 5 runners for one winner, so, and that was a 2-year-old winner. So hopefully he's showing, and he's only had C-grade mares too, so we're hoping that he might, you know, have some promise there as well. And the new owners are very keen. They're actually Chinese and they're very keen to support him. They've bought quite a few nice mares that will be going to him. And he's actually, him and Illustrious Blues actually have more bookings this year than they did last year. So it's looking promising at this stage.
Ah, good. Mm. And no doubt then you've had to continue to develop infrastructure around the property to cope with this influx of horses.
Yes. Well, that was one of the things when especially with Alsamer and Bonorum both arriving practically, well, they both arrived the same week, and I was thinking, oh, my goodness, because where my house is and my mares are, my foaling mares are literally in my backyard and in the paddocks around me, and the stallions are in the next paddocks down, my colt paddocks, I call them. They're in the paddocks down. And obviously with more stallions, they're getting closer and closer. And when I was told Alsamer had to have all the horses taken off the property, I was, oh, my God, what am I going to do here? And I was looking at putting up big, you know, fences that they couldn't see through and all this sort of stuff. Anyway, I thought, no, I'm just going to put them in and see how we go. Anyway, it's been absolutely fine. Alsamer is quite happy and relaxed. He has a look at the mares every now and then, but doesn't do anything, just goes off grazing. And Bonorum, I'm not sure if he doesn't quite know that he's a stallion yet, but
he has, he soon will.
Yeah, so he can see the mares, and he sort of, for the first half day, he sort of ran the fence a little bit, and then after that he's just gone, oh, okay, whatever. And he'll stand up there sort of close to them every now and then, but then he just goes off grazing and he's fine. He hasn't twitched, you know. Maybe that might change when he starts knowing what he's all about.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
At the moment, they've settled in very well, so we haven't had to do anything like that. We are in the process of setting up a proper serving barn because we did used to just do them in our yards at the top. But we figure with four stands we're going to be a lot busier, and we don't really want to be out in the weather doing it at all hours. So we're in the process of setting up an area, just to make it more comfortable for us, I suppose, to let that happen. Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Well, pleased to hear everything's going so well for you, and we're very grateful to hear that Alsamer has a safe and comfortable home for life with you.
Yep, he certainly has, and, yeah, he's a lovely boy. I'm very happy to have him here, actually. He's a pleasure.
Mm. Yeah, terrific. Good luck for the upcoming breeding season.
Thank you very much.
That's Sonia O'Gorman from Glen Eden Stud. They are now standing a number of stallions, Bonorum the most recent addition with Alsamer. What a story that is. Illustrious Blue and, of course, Scintillo.